I would like to speak about our relationship with God. How is your relationship with God? How would you like it to be? How should your relationship with God be? Well, God gives us comfort and he helps us in many ways throughout our journey of life. And it is important we are not putting him on the back burner. It is important that he is our number one spot of importance in our life. One way God instructs us to behave is with humility. Are we humble? Do we conduct ourselves with humility each and every day? Well, before we ask that, what exactly does humility mean? It means gentleness, affliction, and lowliness of mind. So pretty much knowing one's place in relationship to God. So now that we know what humility is, how can we apply it to our walk in faith? Well, first off, do we mistake humility for weakness? Are we afraid to be humble? Are we afraid to be perceived a certain way that humble may be perceived by people of the world? Are we afraid of how people will judge us? Maybe they'll call you a pushover, powerless. Maybe they'll say you let people walk all over you. But powerless? That depends on how you define power. The world defines power with materialistic values: money, fame, lust, riches, and other material things. But the key word there is things. These are just things. You cannot take these things and do anything righteous with them. Turn with me to Mark chapter 10, verses 23 through 27. Mark chapter 10, verses 23 through 27. Then Jesus looked around and he said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said to them, "Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And they were greatly astonished, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. With God all things are possible." Can we buy our way into heaven? Can we use any material thing to further us on our path with God and get into heaven? No, of course not. We must be very careful in not valuing the world's version of power over the Bible's version of true power. Matthew chapter 23, verses 12 reads, "And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." What Jesus was telling his disciples and the multitudes there is very comforting to me. He who humbles himself will be exalted. We will be lifted up by God. Instead of being lifted up by the world, we should lay our sight on being spiritually lifted instead and not lose sight of our final goal, which is to be with God. In Proverbs chapter 16, verses 19, it says, "Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud." Having a humble spirit will give you true riches, real value. And riches and strength, not in the terms of this world. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22, verses 1 through 4. verses 1 through 4. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. Verse 4 speaks of riches, honor, and life, but it is not referring to the life that we are living. It is not referring to the riches of this world. Isaiah speaks of something similar relating to humility. In Isaiah chapter 57, verses 15, it reads, "For thus says the high and lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." These verses show the meaning of what God wants our values to be. It shows what he wants our goals to be. We must value humility. We must value a humble spirit. It may seem as though being lowly and being humble in the world brings on more struggle. It makes things harder for you. You may be thinking, it's too hard. How can I put aside these riches and all these earthly things, all these very persuading things to the human eye? You may be saying to yourself, I don't have the strength. I cannot do this. How can I choose God? If that is you, the Bible has a very interesting way of changing the way you view life, changing the very way you think. Read along with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 4 through 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 4 through 10. It says, "But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonment, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things." We must understand that earthly things are completely temporary. We can't take anything with us. But our life with God is not temporary. It does not have to be temporary. You are not alone. God can help you. He can comfort you in this life in a way that any earthly materials just cannot do the same. No earthly material can comfort you in that way. When we struggle with being humble and putting earthly things away, it will not be easy, and God knows this. The Bible tells us there will be tribulations. But we have an all-knowing God that knows what we are going through, and he will take our hand with us when we need it the most. Read along with me. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings with which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. We are so lucky to have a God who is merciful, a God who comforts us, and a God who rewards us for doing what is truly right. So what I would like you to remember is to humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and not put any earthly things above God. I would like to finish off with a verse that I came across as writing this lesson, and it really spoke to me. It really sums up why we do what we do, why we are Christians, and how God rewards us. Turn with me, please, to Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14, verses 10. Verse 10. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when he who invited you comes, he may say to you, "Friend, go up higher." Then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Thank you.